AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Defying opposition within his ranks, House Speaker Mike Johnson insists Republicans will march ahead on their multi-trillion dollar tax breaks package. That after a lengthy White House meeting with GOP holdouts. Meantime, Jennifer King reports.
Cuts to environmental programs became a flashpoint at a heated Senate hearing where EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin defended plans to trim the agency's budget.
Your legacy will be more lung cancer.
California Senator Adam Schiff suggested President Trump's proposal to slash the agency's budget in half will harm EPA efforts to make sure Americans have clean air and water.
You've done more to dismantle this agency than probably all of your predecessors put together.
Zeldin sparred with Senator Sheldon Whitehouse over the termination of nearly $2 billion in Biden-era grants.
We're not going to waste dollars just because you insist on EPA lighting taxpayer dollars on fire.
Republican members asked about issues important in their states, with several thanking Zeldin for the administration's reconsideration of regulations on power plants. Senator Cynthia Lummis of Wyoming.
You're making tough decisions. I applaud you.
Jennifer King, Washington.
Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney says his government is talking to the U.S. about joining President Trump's future Golden Dome missile defense program. The $175 billion system would, for the first time, put U.S. weapons in space. Trump wants it fully operational by the end of his term. And one of the NFL's most outspoken owners has died.
Jim Irsay, the longtime owner and CEO of the Indianapolis Colts, has died. The team says the 65-year-old Irsay passed away peacefully in his sleep on Wednesday afternoon. The statement read in part, Jim's dedication and passion for the Indianapolis Colts, in addition to his generosity, commitment to the community, and most importantly, his love for family, were unsurpassed. The Colts won a Super Bowl and appeared in another during Irsay's ownership tenure, which began in 1997. I'm Geffen Kuhlbaugh.
This is AP News. Police have found a bust of singer Jim Morrison stolen from his Paris grave nearly four decades ago. Saka Magani has details.
The grave's long been a pilgrimage site for Doors fans. The 300-pound bust was stolen in 1988, and Paris police recovered it this week in an unrelated case. Paris tour guide Jay Giazzini hopes the sculpture's put back on the grave.
And it would attract so many more people, but the cemetery wouldn't even be able to hold that many people. People are
strange. Artist Sam Bircher figures it would just disappear again.
Someone will probably try and take it again because these things are priceless, aren't they? Riders
on the storm. But she has an idea.
They could put it back and just have like 24 people volunteering to guard it.
I'm Sagar Meghani.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.